You're listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUT HD2 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from UT Austin. Hey, this is Zach Ernst. I'm the guitarist for several bands that play around here, The Relatives, Bobby Patterson, and The Disciples. And for the last year or so, I've been working as the music booker at the Paramount Theater. I moved to Austin in 2004 from College Station, where I grew up, and was an economics major here at UT, didn't know what I was going to do, and my first semester at UT, I took Clifford Antone's class that he was teaching over at the university, and he became a mentor to me and a real inspiration, and kind of led me on this path into being in the music business. So he would make a lot of proclamations in class, and I'd scribble them down, and one of them was that this first song I'm about to play is the best song that was ever written, ever recorded. This was his go-to very favorite song. So let's check it out, and you can decide for yourself. This is Oopoopadoo by Jesse Hill out of New Orleans.
Yo! Thank you.
No, Paul Ray's Twine Time did not start an hour early. This is Zach Ernst, and I am guest DJing here on KUTX for the next hour. That was Jesse Hill with Oopoo Padoo, and that was Alan Toussaint on piano. That song was cut in 1960 and was the first song credited to Alan Toussaint as a producer. He's the genius of New Orleans R&B, and I am a musician, but I also am the music booker at the Paramount Theater, and I'm proud to have booked Alan Toussaint to come play in January. So also from New Orleans, this next track is by Snooks Eaglin. He's my all-time favorite guitar player. I'm a rhythm guitarist, and Snooks is about as good as it gets. He lost his sight after his first birthday, and so he was blind through his whole career. He performed under the name Little Ray Charles in the 50s. And in 1960, he cut some tracks at Cosimo Matassa's studio for the Imperial label using the same band that played on all the Little Richard and Fats Domino records. But this is a solo acoustic track. This is Snooks Eaglin doing his take on Boogie Chillin' by John Lee Hooker.
Oh, yeah. You know, one night I heard Mom and Papa talking. He said, I won't let them kids boogie. Well, let me tell you something, baby. He said, we got to get a thing going. This is the modern age. This ain't the old time age. And a young man, young friend of mine comes walking in the back door with a set of drums, you know, and he got the feeling good. So he said, look at ya, baby. Can I come in there and lay some of that funk on you? I said, all right. Ain't no sweat. So he walk in the door like this, yeah, you know. Oh, yeah. Now get down to it, baby. Yeah. Ooh. He had to change my mind then, you know. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we had to get down to the nitty-gritty. Sitting 1,000 miles from nowhere on that one-road country shack. Not one room, but one road, you know. It's one of them roads you can't see nobody, but it's knocking my bed down, Jim. You can believe that. So we come back another mile, went another 100 miles, you know. Cause I said, look here, man. Like, we want boogie children. So we saw another drummer. Well, he's about 50 years old, you know. All I could hear, you know, all he was doing like it's something, yeah. Well, that wasn't where it's at. So we took that funky drummer along. Now, what did he do? Come on, funky. Oh, yeah. Come on, guitar. Yeah! Come on, give me a little more now. Yeah, yeah, give me a little more. Woo! Good God! Oh. One more!
This is Zach Ernst. I am guest DJing on KUTX tonight, and that was The Human Jukebox from New Orleans, Snooks Eaglin. I was fortunate enough to see him a couple times down in New Orleans at Jazz Fest and at the Rockin' Bowl at what ended up being his final performance, sadly. He died a few years ago, and met him before the show and said I was from Austin, and he, of course, said, say hi to Clifford for me. You know, he came here and played Antones a few times back in the 80s. So, as I was mentioning, you know, I grew up in College Station and came over to Austin, and my first semester at UT took the course that was taught by Clifford Antone. And one of his proclamations was, everyone talks about Aretha Franklin being the queen of soul, but if you're going to listen to Aretha Franklin, you also got to know about Irma Thomas from New Orleans and Barbara Lynn from Beaumont. And this next track is by Barbara Lynn. She, along with Snooks Eaglin, those are probably my two favorite guitar players of all time. She is a left-handed guitarist from Beaumont, Texas. And I first met Barbara Lynn. A friend of mine needed someone to pick her up at the Odessa airport and drive her out to a gig in Marfa. And so my girlfriend at the time and I went and picked her up at the Odessa airport and, you know, drove her a couple hours and got to kind of pepper her with questions and had a meal at the Dairy Queen in Alpine, you know, all kinds of surreal stuff for a real fan like me and a soul legend like Barbara. You know, we've gotten to be friends, and she ended up playing at my wedding, which was last year, and she played this song. This is Until Then I'll Suffer, Barbara Lynn. As my friend Bobby Patterson would say, if you can't feel that, you got a hole in your soul. That was Barbara Lynn from Beaumont, Texas. She had a number one hit with You'll Lose a Good Thing in 1962. And one of my favorite pieces of trivia about her is on that big hit record, the bass player was Mac Rebenek, better known as Dr. John, in his pre-Dr. John years. So speaking of Dr. John, we're going to go back to New Orleans for another Alan Toussaint production. This one's from 1969. The backing band on this track is The Meters, and Alan is singing the background vocals. The Meters have been my favorite band for as long as I can remember, back in high school when I got their early records, and I thought I knew everything there was to know about The Meters. And I was talking to Rick Daddy, Rick McNulty from KTX earlier this year, and he asked me if I had heard Give It Up, and I didn't know it, and I just couldn't believe it, and he sent me the track, and it quickly became one of my very favorite songs out of New Orleans. This is unbelievably funky stuff. This is Give It Up, Lee Dorsey with Alan Toussaint and the Meters.
Give it up, you know what's on my mind.
Give it up, to give it up, girl.
We've been wasting too much time. You know you got what I want, you come on, you're about to blow my mind.
That was Lee Dorsey with Give It Up out of New Orleans. This is Zach Ernst, and you're listening to MyKUTX. One of the things that Clifford Antone would always talk about in his course when I was taking his class at UT and when we would talk to each other was he would always instill a respect for backing musicians who played on all the hit records. So Memphis had Booker T and the MGs, Muscle Shoals had the Swampers, Detroit and Motown had the Funk Brothers, New Orleans had the Meters, that sort of thing. And this is kind of a curious song if you're a nerd about this stuff like I am. This is the Funk Brothers out of Detroit featuring James Jamerson on bass doing the Meters signature song, Sissy Strut. And by this point, I guess Sissy Strut had become such a big hit, it was a bit of a standard. And so on this Earl of Funk record, credited to Earl Van Dyke, who is the keyboard player from the Funk Brothers, they did their version of Sissy Strut. So turn up the bass on your speakers if you want to hear James Jamerson doing his take on a Meters groove. It's something else. This is Sissy Strut.
We'll be right back.
That was Earl Van Dyke and the Funk Brothers doing their take on the Meters' Sissy Strut. Right now, we're going to check out the Staple Singers. This is from their 1972 record for Stax, Be Altitude, Respect Yourself, the same record that yielded I'll Take You There. And Mavis Staples is going to be playing at the Paramount Theater in March. I'm very happy to have booked her to play at the Paramount, coming back to Austin. And this record for Stax featured the Muscle Shoals Swampers as the rhythm section, who was the group of mostly white musicians out of Alabama. And I just joined a band called the Water Boys, this Scottish band. And the bass player on the tour that we're about to do is David Hood, who played on this record and I'll Take You There and all kinds of other big hits from back in the day. So I'm very pleased and honored to get to share the stage with this guy. So here comes Mavis Staples, the Staple Singers, and the Swampers from Muscle Shoals doing I'm Just Another Soldier.
Two, three, four, cry sometime as I go.
This is Zach Ernst, and you are listening to MyKUTX. You just heard Ike and Tina Turner doing Bold Soul Sister, which is a reworking of Sly and the Family Stone's Sing a Simple Song. And on that track, something I just learned recently, the two guitar players on that track are Teeny Hodges, the recently deceased Teeny Hodges, who is from Memphis and played on all those great Al Green records, Let's Stay Together, Love and Happiness, and all the rest. And the other guitarist there is Albert Collins, the master of the Telecaster from Leona, Texas. And how they all ended up with Ike and Tina on that day, I do not know. Next up, we've got Swamp Dog with Got to Get a Message to You. This is from his 1970 album Rat On. It's a track written by the Bee Gees. And I brought Swamp Dog to town a while back and backed him up with my band. And we closed out with this song. Where Swamp walked out in the audience. We played, must have played it for 20 minutes, but this is one of the most memorable nights I ever had at the Continental Club, was playing this tune with Swamp Dog.
Preacher talked with me and he smiled. Won't you tell her that I'm sorry? Oh, and for once in my life, I'm alone. And I got to let her know just in time before I go. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on. Hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on. Hold on. It's only her love that keeps me wearing this day. Now I'm crying, but deep down inside, well, I did it to him. Now it's my turn to die. I just gotta get a message.
That was Swamp Dog covering the Bee Gees, his version of Got to Get a Message to You. This next track is I Got That Will from Herman Hitson. This is another friend of mine, an artist who I backed up at the Continental Club a couple years ago. And this is another one of my all-time favorite tracks. I love the lyric and the message, and Herman is a great soul shouter, kind of like a Wilson Pickett type. This came out in 1968 on Atlantic Records. Herman Hitson, I Got That Will.
Got that will to learn. Yes, I have. Gonna be a star. Mashed potatoes in a new house.
and you just can't leave that heroin alone. I wonder, have you tried Jesus? Sweet, sweet, sweet Jesus.
That was The Mighty Hannibal with The Truth Shall Set You Free. This is Zach Ernst, and you're listening to My KUTX. Mighty Hannibal was another artist from Atlanta, like Herman Hitson, who you heard before him, and that track was from 1972. In 2007, I started playing with Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears, and played with them for about 5 years, and our second show that we ever had was opening for The Mighty Hannibal, over at the Scoot Inn with the Strange Boys and the Carrots. And that was a real big night for me. It was great to meet Hannibal and kind of set me on this path of working with a lot of these artists from that generation. This next track is from The Relatives, a group that I currently play with. And this is Leave Something Worthwhile. This was cut in 1974, recorded by Phil York, the same engineer responsible for Redheaded Stranger by Willie Nelson. And I worked on a record with them called The Electric Word that we recorded with Jim Eno in 2013. And we're currently working on the new Relatives record, which will come out next year. So here are The Relatives from Dallas, Texas with Leave Something Worthwhile.
Something real.
All right, that was The Relatives from Dallas, Texas. And this is Zach Ernst. You're listening to my KUTX. This next track is from Bobby Patterson, also from Dallas, Texas, and he's actually cousins with the drummer on that track you just heard. I met him when he was opening for The Relatives, my band, a couple years ago at the Kessler Theater in Dallas, and we ended up hitting it off, and we made a record together, and recently he hosted a pretty memorable episode of My KUTX. He's a real character. So this is I Get My Groove From You by Bobby Patterson, one of my very favorite tracks from a super special artist from Texas.
Baby, yeah. Now some people get a groove from drinking all night long. Other people get a groove, baby, from watching TV at home. Oh, I get my groove. Get it from you, darling. Oh, yes, I do. Now, some people get a groove from going to a picture show. Then there are other people, baby, who wanna get them from wearing fancy clothes. But I get my groove, baby. I get my groove. I get my groove from you, baby. I get it from you, darling. Oh, yes, I do. I want you to know I get a thrill, baby. Oh, whenever you're near. All you got to do is call my name, baby. Just let me know, baby. Just let me know you're here. And I'll get my get it for you, darling. Oh, yes, I will. You know how to make me move, baby. Nobody but you, girl, can make me groove. You make me move, baby. You really know how to make me groove.
You and it.
That was Hit and Run Lover by Tommy Young, a song written by Bobby Patterson. And we've reached the end of the show. That's it for me. I want to thank Haley and everyone at KUTX for having me here. You can look out for gigs that I'll be playing with my bands The Relatives and Bobby Patterson coming up in the spring. And check out the kind of shows that I've been booking at the Paramount Theater at austintheater.org. I've played a lot of vintage tracks that have inspired me over the years and artists that I've gotten to know, and I wanted to close out with a song that I'm playing on. I'm playing guitar on this track, and I produced it at Arlen Studios, and this is a song that I produced for Bobby Patterson, and it also features The Relatives on background vocals, and it was mixed by Adrian Quesada from Spanish Gold and Brownout, and features horns from Hard Proof. It's a whole Austin thing. So this is Everybody's Got a Little Devil in Their Soul. Check it out.
I want to tell you,
everybody
got a little devil, in their soul. Oh yeah,
everybody
got a little devil,
in their soul.
Oh yeah,
everybody
got a little devil. Everybody you meet, they ain't quite on the level.
Everybody
got a little devil, in their soul.
Devil in their soul.
You know the
preacher
got a little devil, I've been told.
Preacher.
Oh yeah. You know the teacher, make him wanna fight.